Section 5 Advice Respecting the Improvement of Time. I shall conclude with advising to three things in particular. 1. Improve the present time without any delay. If you delay and put off its improvement, still more time will be lost. And it will be an evidence that you are not sensible of its preciousness. Talk not of more convenient seasons hereafter. But improve your time while you have it, after the example of the psalmist, Psalm 119:60. I made haste, and delayed not to keep thy commandments. 2. Be especially careful to improve those parts of time which are most precious. Though all time is very precious, yet some parts are more precious than others. As, particularly, holy time is more precious than common time. Such time is of great advantage for our everlasting welfare. Therefore, above all, improve your Sabbaths, and especially the time of public worship, which is the most precious part. Lose it not either in sleep, or in carelessness, inattention, and wandering imaginations. How sottish are they who waste away, not only their common, but holy time, yea, the very season of attendance on the holy ordinances of God. The time of youth is precious, on many accounts. Therefore, if you be in the enjoyment of this time, take heed that you improve it. Let not the precious days and years of youth slip away without improvement. A time of the strivings of God's Spirit is more precious than other time. Then God is near. And we are directed, in Isaiah 55:6, to seek the Lord while he may be found, and to call upon him while he is near. Such especially is an accepted time, and a day of salvation, 2 Corinthians 6:2. I have heard thee in a time accepted, and in a day of salvation have I succored thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. 3. Improve well your time of leisure from worldly business. Many persons have a great deal of such time, and all have some. If men be but disposed to it, such time may be improved to great advantage. When we are most free from cares for the body, and business of an outward nature, a happy opportunity for the soul is afforded. Therefore spend not such opportunities unprofitably, nor in such a manner that you will not be able to give a good account thereof to God. Waste them not away wholly in unprofitable visits, or useless diversions or amusements. Diversion should be used only in subserviency to business. So much, and no more, should be used, as doth most fit the mind and body for the work of our general and particular callings. You have need to improve every talent, advantage, and opportunity, to your utmost, while time lasts. For it will soon be said concerning you, according to the oath of the angel, in Rev. 10:5-6. And the angel which I saw stand upon the sea and upon the earth lifted up his hand to heaven, and sware by him that liveth forever and ever, who created heaven, and the things that therein are, and the earth, and the things that therein are, and the sea, and the things which are therein, that there should be time no longer,